I'm Karina Cunningham from the Slane Castle Estate.
Karina, we're here at Rock Farm and it's market day. Describe what we have here.
Rock Farm is an organic farm that my husband Alex and I took on in 2011, and we've since been farming it organically. And as a result of the pandemic, we've launched a farmer's market here on the farm to go with our glamping accommodation and holiday luxe. I think we're a really good stopping point, and we're a bit of a hidden gem, which is something that the Boyne Valley continually grapples with.
So here at Rock Farm in Slane, we've got the Boyne River right behind us, and then if we can't swim across, but if we did, we would then reach Slane Castle. You know, having this in your family and I suppose reinventing it and changing it, because you can camp here as well and you can kayak.
When we took it on in 2011, we knew that to farm organically it was actually just going to cost us money. We really wanted to kind of pursue the kind of sustainable model, and we really felt that we needed to open the place up to visitors, and I guess that's what we've been doing ever since, including what we're doing at the castle now.
What do you think of Rock Farm?
It's very impressive here today. I see a lot of local produce, the Dexter cattle that are reared here in Slane, so yeah, I'm very impressed.
It was great fun.
And what did you like about it?
There's the pond and a lot of other stuff.
There's fun stuff you can do so you can make friends.
It's a nice, relaxed crowd, a lovely, friendly, happy environment, you know. Great to see that all the local produce and the community coming together, and it's just a really good atmosphere around here.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I think it's lovely.
I think it's brilliant as well.
It's lovely.
It's lovely, yeah. We are.
And where did you travel from?
Carlow.
And you're happy you made the effort?
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, we come here every year, so we know.
I like it. I love it.
Hi, I'm Jenny Glasgow, and our stall is called Glasgow Diaz. We do baked goods and a lunchbox every week, utilising lots of the local produce from Loch Farm and the surrounding farmers and producers. I love this location, actually. Also, it's close to home, but the hay barn has just such a lovely, bright, light, airy feel about it, and it's so lovely to connect with all the people here who are actually friends and neighbours.
Hi, I'm Mark Jenkinson from the cider mill in Slane here, selling my cider and apple juice and things like that. It's a great little market. It's grown fantastically since last year, you know, during lockdown. I've lived here 25 years. Slane is just magnificent. It's the heart of the Boyne Valley, so you know, everything is around, and you're only an hour from Dublin or less, and 5 minutes from Navan or 20 minutes from Drogheda, so it's kind of central for me, at least anyway.
John Paul Welch from Sustainable Seafood Ireland in Dublin. All our fish is pretty much sustainably sourced from day boats or small scale fishing industries. We buy out of Kilmore Quay, Kilkeel, Dunmore East, all the major ports in the city.
And
the
this fish is seriously fresh.
Yeah,
it's
this,
such
so
a
we got
strong
this,
fishy smell.
Yeah, so it's all amazing quality stuff.
When I first started the glamping in 2013, there was that kind of slight fear of the wild, whereas I now find that the reviews that we get for people who've been staying on the glamping is that they get a real natural capital, or that feeling of benefit from just relaxing in nature. And I feel like society's changing and we're seeing that change happen. And we're also seeing it on the food production side. There is a genuine interest now in buying local organic vegetables and meat, and we're benefiting from that through the market. We finish as much produce on the farm, so unfortunately we're not allowed to dispatch any of the animals on the farm, but we are able to process them now, which we'll be doing as of September. I think Slane will hopefully become the visitor's destination that we're planning for once we get the Boyne Greenway, which will be the route that connects us from the Grand Canal all the way to Drogheda. We will become a walking route for hundreds of thousands of people every year, and we really look forward to looking after people in the Slane area, perhaps with a smaller loop walk that they can do through the village. I just love being outdoors, and I love nature, and I really enjoy seeing people benefiting from that same experience that I get every day.
Maurice Shields from Rock Farm and Slane Castle. We're here at the glamping area. Describe what we have here.
Well, here we have five Mongolian yurts, which are hired out and booked out, thankfully, for most of the summer. And to the left of the yurts, we have the Beltane village as well.
So we could be perhaps in Scandinavia. It's very traditional looking, isn't it?
Very relaxed. The atmosphere is very chilled out. People like to come here because, as you can tell, you can just completely switch off.
Hi, my name is Gary Byrne and I work at Slane Distillery, which is the home of Slane Irish Whiskey. And directly behind me here is some of the barley that they grow on Rock Farm. They grow approximately 2,000 tons of barley here a year, and we thought it would be good crack to add value to that barley by turning it into whiskey. So when the barley is harvested here later in the summer, it makes the short journey from the farm across the River Boyne to Slane Distillery. It goes through the whole whiskey making process and eventually will end up in a bottle of Slane Irish whiskey.
Gary, we're here now in the distillery at Slane Irish whiskey. Describe where we are.
We are located in the original stable block of Slane Castle. And these buildings were originally used as the engine of the estate. The horses were kept in here, the farmers that operated this 1,500 acre estate, the blacksmiths and the labourers, and they all operated out of here from the original time they were built, around 1770s, right up until the 1970s. Gradually over time, those families began to move out of these buildings, and sadly over the last few decades, they fell into dereliction. More recently, Lord Henry Mountcharles and the Cunningham family of Slane Castle formed a partnership with an American whiskey company called Brown-Forman, who are based in Louisville, Kentucky. And Brown-Forman own very famous brands such as Jack Daniel's and Woodford Reserve. And Brown-Forman formed a partnership with the Cunningham family of Slane Castle, and they invested in restoring the old stable block of Slane Castle and repurposing it as a brand new whiskey distillery and visitor centre. And we opened to the public in 2017 and we began distilling our whiskey here in 2018. On the bottle of Slane Irish whiskey, just above the label, you'll see the Cunningham family coat of arms, which is a three-forked sigil, and it stands for over, fork, over. And the Cunningham family of Slane Castle originated in Scotland. And one of the Cunningham family members was in Scotland many hundreds of years ago, fleeing from one of King Malcolm's men. He ran into a hay barn, and one of his friends was in there with a hay fork pitching hay. He managed to pitch the hay over Cunningham, and Cunningham managed to flee from the person he was escaping from, eventually made his way to Ireland, originally in County Donegal, and then later coming down to the Boyne Valley, and the Cunningham family fought on both sides in the Battle of the Boyne here in 1690, and they've been here on this estate ever since. And the Cunningham family still live in Slane Castle to this day.
Gary, I just got a really strong smell from the distillery of whiskey. Oh my goodness me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a beautiful smell?
It just came out of nowhere.
And what's really cool thing this year is that Slane Castle are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the first concert that took place on the grounds of Slane Castle back in 1981. And that concert was headlined by the legendary Thin Lizzy and supported by U2. But of course, Thin Lizzy have a famous song called Whiskey in the Jar. And well, now, as you can see and smell, there's plenty of whiskey in the jar here in Slane.
Can't believe that gig is 40 years.
Just the thoughts of partying in a field with lots of friends and family would be great. So I look forward to the day we can have concerts at Slane Castle again.
Morris Shields, Rock Farm, Slane and Slane Castle. Behind us, we have Slane Castle. I've only seen Slane Castle this close at the Guns N' Roses concert in 1992. An absolutely beautiful building and a real gem in Boyne Valley.
Yeah, we're lucky where we're featured and situated here in the middle of the Boyne Valley. The castle, the backdrop, the scenery. I think it's the history of the castle. Everybody remembers a concert they were at. We're celebrating 40 years, and we hopefully that weekend that we will celebrate it as best we know how in a festival atmosphere.
My name is Aoife Ruan. I'm Curator Director of Highlands Gallery.
Aoife, we're here in the heart of Drogheda in an old church converted into this art gallery. Tell us.
The building dates from the middle of the 19th century, but Highlands Gallery is in operation since 2006, so celebrates its 15th year this year. But we have an amazing, I have to say, it's an amazing gem of the Northeast and the Boyne Valley, but it houses the municipal art collection for Drogheda and the Northeast, which dates back, the earliest work dates back to the middle of the 18th century. So these panoramic views of Drogheda, these beautiful pictures that date through the centuries, as well as contemporary art. We show contemporary art in the form of temporary exhibitions throughout the year. So you're walking up in the heart of Drogheda, so you're in the middle of town, you're middle of the bustling busy streets of Drogheda, and then you come across this unusual looking building, and inside there's a cantilevered floor where the collection is shown, and then right downstairs in the nave of the church is where the contemporary exhibitions are. So it's quite an amazing experience. Also, I suppose for us, is that we have the fabulous opportunity. We're here in the courtyard, and you can see and hear the people behind me eating. We have a fabulous cafe, so the experience experience of the Boyne Valley in terms of experiencing the views of the Boyne Valley through our collection, the best art in the region, and of course the best food.
Hi, I'm Frank Flanagan. I'm one of the founders of the Boyne Valley Camino, a 25k loop walk that starts in Drogheda and finishes in Drogheda and visits the magnificent Mellifont Abbey. In the Middle Ages, people left Drogheda to go to Spain on the Camino. And in 2019, we launched it, the Boyne Valley Camino. It's kind of, you know, replicating what our ancestors have done, but it's also really a fantastic walk on the Boyne Valley. We've actually produced a passport via the Camino Society, and we have lovely stamps which can be collected along the way. But most of all, it's a great 6 hours walking, you know, so it's one of the probably underrated walks. It's not that well known, so we really want to promote it. What makes it really special is it's so easy to get to Drogheda by train. You've got the Enterprise train, you've got hourly services from Matthew's Bus and Bus Erin, and you can start and finish in Drogheda. You know, you can stay overnight or just come for breakfast, do the walk, finish back in Drogheda, and really you'll experience fantastic countryside.
I understand you can use the walk and you can add it to the Camino over in Spain, France.
Yeah, well, the walk actually is 25 kilometres. So that fits into the 75 kilometres that you need to do from A Coruña to Santiago. And that makes up the Celtic Camino. So the Celtic Camino is an official Camino. And really, Irish people would go on the French Camino, but really should really think about actually retracing the steps of their ancestors.
And I understand you're big on Instagram, Frank.
I'm not that big on Instagram, but you know, there's loads of images going up of the Camino. You think what you'll experience is the Mary McAleese Bridge, you've got the Battle of the Boyne site, you've got the Riverside Walking, you've got Mellifont Abbey, so you know, it's very picturesque, so you can get lots of nice images along the way.